Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to ask you first off about, you know, we're hearing that the airlines are flying empty planes nowadays, which just seems really strange. How prevalent is that for especially Southwest and American, Billy?
You know, the exact numbers are not available yet, especially since it happened for the past 2 weeks. You know, that reporting usually takes about 4 weeks to get back to us. But what we are seeing is the, you know, when the flights are being sold, they're being booked with very few passengers, you know, sometimes just a handful. And the reason for that, on some flights you are seeing that, is because of just, you know, there's three main reasons. One is movement of the planes, right? Planes have to, they don't just go back and forth between one set of destinations, but they'll go, like, say, for example, from Dallas to Houston to Austin to San Antonio and then back around. So it's almost a round-robin effect that the airlines have to do to keep their systems going and keep them efficient. So in order to be in business, they have to move the planes around, and sometimes, you know, you'll see just a handful of passengers on the plane.
Is there any best guess right now, Billy, on what capacity is like on a percentage basis?
You know, I would estimate probably capacity right now is probably around 20 to 25% for domestic flights, and probably around 30, 36 on international, just depending on the way that you look at it. So capacity is very, very low compared to, you know, what we always like to see, you know, 75 or above. Which means a really healthy airline business. So it's significantly dropped. But there are some, you know, I wouldn't call it silver linings, but there are some positive things, at least for the airlines, some fuel pricing being 40% of what it used to be in January. So it's much more effective to obviously fly the plane. It's just the people are not inside the plane, right? So it makes it challenging.
Economics aside, Billy, we are hearing more stories this week about flight attendants for American and Southwest getting sick with coronavirus, according to the unions. How big an issue is this, at least even from a PR standpoint for the airlines? And has there been any consideration from any of the major carriers to just, you know, shutting down for now until this blows over?
You know, it has been reported that, you know, flight attendants and pilots are getting sick, and that is, you know, that's challenging to hear, especially, you know, having so many people who are based here in the DFW area for Southwest and American. The airlines, you know, from what they have shared, they are doing things to try to mitigate that. I think we all should try harder in making sure that that happens. But I don't know if the airlines are going to be stopping flights, especially in the U.S. I don't think willingly they'll do that. I think with the relief package that they've gotten in order to be able to pay for employees, and that's how they're going to be using that money, I think the airlines are going to continue to run. I think, and I would suggest that the airlines do much more to protect their employees, not only their flight attendants, pilots, but folks at the airport, you know, folks who have to deal with passengers and folks who have to deal with luggage. I think it's really important to make sure that they're taking care of their best assets, which is their employees.
Are you seeing anybody book travel for the second half of 2020?
You know, we are seeing some, but it's, you know, it's It's not what what we even expected about a week ago. I was expecting, you know, to see numbers pretty high. So, you know, just indexing to what we would see on GoFly more in searches. You know, I think we're down probably to around, you know, 10% of what we were last year, especially for the second half of the year. And for the third quarter, you know, high advanced bookings, I think we're less than 4%. So what we thought we should be at. So we're seeing a dramatic decrease in bookings and planning. I think it's just people just being extremely careful and extremely cautious about the future, even though the airlines are giving a lot of flexibility when it comes to changes.
And do you believe there will be a lot of that pent-up demand that we hear about in retail? Do you see maybe the same thing once the situation becomes more clear? People are going to want to get out, go somewhere, and experience normal life again.
Well, we're seeing that sort of psychological behavior in China as things are being lifted and people wanting to go into tourist destinations just because they want to get out, right? Not only from the frequent flyers who live and die to get those extra miles, but like us who just want to take the kids, you know, to the Grand Canyon just for a vacation. I think you're going to see that huge demand, hopefully, to start in the middle of the summer if things go well. But I think actually people are going to be a lot more cautious the rest of the year. So you'll see a big spike, in my opinion, the first 60 days after the coronavirus restrictions are lifted, and then we'll see a decline in the end of the year. I actually think that if we're up and running by the summer, our Thanksgiving travel is not going to be record-breaking this year.
And finally, I know in a normal year, you would be sending people to Vegas right and left right now, people wanting to get out at springtime. Is there a way to describe how devastating this has been with all the casinos shut down and people not going in there for that city?
Well, I think, you know, for Vegas, for big cities that rely on tourism like that, you know, it's 90% of their business that they're running. So it's literally taking just about all the money out of them. So I think it's extremely devastating for cities like Vegas, like Atlantic City, even, you know, cities like San Antonio that rely a lot on people coming in. I think it's going to be challenging. I think it's going to take probably a couple of cycles, a couple of years for them to recover from this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.